Hey everybody, welcome back to the Chaos Cast. I'm your host, Levi Basham, alongside John Spears. Brad's out this week. It's your only place for Chaos Fantasy League shenanigans. We're going to jump into a great episode this week. In this episode, we're going to break down last week's matchups. We're going to dive into the power rankings and see what shakes up in the league. We're going to preview our picks. And then we're going to jump into some mailbag where John has some trivia about some rookies. And October ended, and we see who were the winners and the losers of October. Let's jump into it. All right, everybody. Welcome into week... what is this? Week 9. Episode 49, the Chaos Cast. No Brad this week. Had some other obligations, so sorry, Rob. Don't get to hear his wonderful voice.
I'm sure they're together.
Yeah, they're probably
wherever they're at. They're together.
But we're gonna get into the games last week. Week 8, and there were a lot of good ones. We'll start with the game of the week, which was of course the Union Brothers, Lance and the Purple Bleeders versus Slop Nasty. Slop Nasty edges out. Like, this game didn't seem close at all. Like, it seemed like Jeff was gonna win pretty easily up until the Sunday night game, and then CeeDee Lamb has like his best game of the season, scores 56, comes within 4 points and doesn't come through. He just needed another like big catch from CeeDee or something. And Bo Nix has his best game of the week of the year. Mm-hmm. He's been slowly putting on a pretty good season. I don't think people were talking about him too much. But it wasn't quite enough. Slop Nasty had good performances from Marvin Harrison finally. Kyron Williams always putting up good numbers. Had his, you know, he has to get a touchdown every week. Bijan had a good week. Me and Brad said Baker was going to have a good game. He had a good game. For me, that's more Atlanta than Atlanta just can't stop anybody. Jeff puts just enough, puts up 236. When you score that much, you should expect to win. Lance put up a pretty good performance. I think the big letdown was the Vikings, though. Starting them with like a, I feel like, you know, it was kind of like hours up into the game that you didn't know who was starting for the Rams. So, like, I guess he just went with it and didn't know what was going to happen and ended up not working out for him. What do you think, John?
Yeah, like, this matchup just reminds me of, like, the videos you would see, especially when I was younger, like, guys running in a race, they turn around, see the other runner has fallen, and they stop and turn around and go back and pick that runner up and finish the race. This is what that reminded me of. You know, Jeff just happened to have 1 foot across before Lance did. And I think they both would agree, you know, happily that, you know, they kind of shared in the experience. They both put up strong numbers. I wonder, though, if Jeff would have... You know, you could see him not playing Douglas and running McConkey, then that would have been, you know, he would have been close to 290 or so. So he could have, maybe that was on purpose. You know,
it's possible just to make it not seem, but like it would have cost him if Lance had played any other defense, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, Lance. I mean, but you know, then you can make it like Rodgers. He could have played him, of course. Oh, and the other thing, real quick, I do got to eat a little poo-poo on Baker, but it's kind of a double-edged sword, is that, you know, we'll get to later on in the future matchups, and I'll address that later, but Baker pretty much scored 40, when I said that. But it's early, it's 1 week, and I think Atlanta's defense was bad. You know, he didn't get the rushing yards, and he had the touchdowns, so we'll see. Plays Kansas City, I believe, Monday
we'll
night.
We'll see how he is. Yeah. I don't think he's going to score.
Which is probably another unfair, you know, I don't think those two games are very indicative of what he's going to see night in and night out. So we'll see. I'll eat a little poo-poo on the Bake Bo. I'll call him Bake Bo until further notice. But, you know, Jeff seems to be pretty confident. I think he's starting him.
Yeah, and we'll look at some future matches. There was a lot of points on the bench this week for several teams.
Yeah, there was.
But yeah, good game, you all. Like that was pretty exciting. We'll get to the next game. We got the Houdinis versus Cleveland Steamers. Somehow Mr. Magoo does it again. Just barely edges by, gets his seventh win. I think that's good enough for the Steamers to, like, we can call the this is our first like playoff lock.
I would agree.
Yeah. So congratulations, Rupert. I don't know how you won, but you just did just enough to get that seventh win. I think the big performers or the outliers here, Justin Herbert, 39 points.
Yeah, pretty much doubled his highest
Like,
output.
I don't know what's happened in New Orleans. They were a good defense early in the year, and now they're
Yeah,
like bad.
can't trust him.
But yeah, like although Rob does lose Stephon Diggs for the year, and then he loses another receiver, so that's got to be disappointing. He's got to figure out something for the playoffs. Cause now that he's,
Nico Collins is coming back, so
yeah,
that
you
should
gotta
help.
hope that he's gonna come back by playoff time, and that should help
Yeah.
him out. I mean, have it, yeah, but that's gotta be what Rob's focusing on, is like how he's gonna win the playoffs, because he's made it. A little disappointing from the Houdinis. Like, Darius put up so many points this year, and then like he always gets just a little below his opponent, like. And like puts up duds when he really shouldn't. Like Amon-Ra St. Brown just like didn't do any, like it was so difficult because Tennessee can't, I don't know what their special teams defense is or anything, but they just let them like get in the red zone from punting every like play
Yeah,
basically. And
that was a weird game. I
like
don't think Jared Goff had a big game. They had 54 points, thirty-two.
he had 20-something points, but they were all touchdowns. He only had 85 passing
That's
yards.
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Yeah, like
like,
he didn't. Of course, the run game was good.
yeah, like, it was an odd game. They scored 52 points, and like, I think if you combined all of the Lions like relevant fantasy players, it probably doesn't equal 52 points.
No. No.
So yeah,
Just crazy.
yeah, or maybe it's a little above because of Gibbs, but.
Gibbs had a, yeah, he had a big game.
But yeah, like it's just odd games here and there. CJ Stroud, like what, like Colts defense isn't that great, but he only scored 16.
Well, they lost. They don't have any
Yeah,
receivers.
that's
They're losing
true. They
Diggs.
lost Diggs,
Yeah,
so
it
like
definitely
couldn't
hurt.
really throw the rest of the game. They still won, but like I don't know. It's hard to trust CJ Stroud until Collins comes back. But
Yeah.
yeah. I know this is the weird game. It's just been happening to the Houdinis all year.
Yeah, this it Darius has to be frustrated. I think he's kind of shown that a little bit in the text thread, and rightfully so. I'd be frustrated too, It's not like his team's nicked up. Like it's doing exactly what you'd hope it to do and just bad timing,
Yeah.
Like it pretty much has been the summary of his season. Like he had a bad week. Maybe he even kind of felt it coming. Like he's eventually not gonna put up the 230, 240s, and here it was. And Rob limps in with the Najee Harris going in, to Monday night down 19 or 20 points. But tough break for Derek again. He's not out of it. His team's good, and to Rob's credit, Rob's team's good, I think. And I think he has a pretty solid bench. It's not gonna, blow your socks off, but it's pretty good. And Rob, congrats, you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah, I wouldn't, like, I know Derek's got to get some wins. So he's only, but he's in seventh right now. His teams are putting up points. Like, at some point, maybe his team will figure out what's going on and he'll be more consistent.
Just needs luck,
Yeah.
not to be unlucky. How about that?
Yeah, that's more it. But yeah, nothing like. I mean, like, he didn't play Trevor Lawrence, but like, I don't think that's the correct move to play Trevor Lawrence over CJ Stroud.
No
so,
way.
Like, I don't
no
think that was
way.
A bad decision, even though that would have won him the game.
No, I don't think there was anything he did that just.
Yeah.
Rob's team's been pretty good, and Rob, you know, he's caught a couple of breaks, whereas Derek didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually, you know, you think those things kind of shake out in the end, where everybody gets a good bounce. You know.
All right, we'll move on to the next one with Victoria's Secret versus Intoxicated All-Stars. And well done, Amanda, getting your second win. I'd like to say that we helped you by jinxing Joey.
Did we all pick Joey?
You picked Amanda, so you were correct.
Okay. I had to
I was
pick.
Like, I got it.
I couldn't pick him because I was hate picking against him, wasn't I?
Yeah.
That's so, right, Joey.
Yeah.
Get off me!
Yeah, and like Joey's team just like didn't perform. We thought they had great matchups, you know, all the way around, and there's like weird things happened. Jordan Love got hurt in the middle of the Jacksonville game. Detroit was winning by a billion by like the first like middle of the second quarter. But you would think that they would run the ball more. Like they just like,
they did not.
Like, you know, Jordan Mason got hurt in the middle of the Dallas game.
That sucked.
Yeah, but like, not horrible for Joey. It was horrible for this, you know, losing the game, and then Amanda did just enough, and she beat Joey with eight players or with
nine
players, like. T. Higgins declared out, you know, a little bit before the game, and she wasn't able to get a replacement in, and she didn't need it. And then Joey's like, I think Joey has the most bench points I've seen.
Insane.
Like,
like that would have probably beat Amanda right there.
Like, if he had just randomly put all of his players in from the bench to the starting. He would have won. That's 178 right there.
Is it really?
Like he his bench almost outscored his starting roster.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're all different positions, it looks like. It ain't like he's got three quarterbacks on there.
I guess you can feel good about your team. You know, I don't know where he would have replaced the, you know, maybe DJ Moore should have been out. Maybe play one because Washington's defense is low key pretty good. They don't really.
You don't would really you bench Bowers for Otten? I don't think so.
I mean, it's good Kansas City, but like Raiders play well against Kansas City.
Do you play two tight ends?
No. I think I think maybe if you play DJ someone over DJ Moore.
Tillman over Moore, maybe. Yeah. Even then though, they're playing Washington. They like it was.
Well, like, Washington's defense has been really good.
Yeah, but I don't know. So has been DJ Moore. Like, he's kind of fallen off the past few weeks.
DJ Moore, he's the guy that he's kind of like, well, me with George Pickens, where, like, sometimes he just gets nothing. But, like, he has big plays. So you got to take those full points. If you're playing him, you got to take those full points.
His team just sucked.
Yeah,
and this week, he knows it.
Yeah, he's got Amanda's rebound, up get left. Off the mat.
Yeah,
but like, Amanda's not out now. This could be the beginning of a run.
I think if she pays attention and sets her lineup, that I think her team is definitely capable of putting something together.
I think she's focused this week. She's been talking a lot.
Yeah, I think that win really kind of, and I think she needed it. You know, I get it. You're down. Down and out. Your team's been stinking. Now it's looking pretty daggone good. Yeah. So.
Good on you, Amanda.
Yeah, I couldn't beat Joey.
Yeah. Joey would have scored a billion on you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to the next one. It's our matchup. And, you know, this could have been the game of the week. I feel like this was more back and forth than the game of the week, but it didn't end that way.
Yeah.
It was pretty insane. Like, I made it. You know, I didn't start Tyrone Tracy. I started Nick Chubb over him. I think that's what cost me the game. But like I, you know, I had big performances. The weird Detroit game helped me in some spots, but didn't in the other. Like Jared
No.
Goff just didn't get any yards.
Right.
Like it felt like he should have had, you know, 20 more points than he should have.
He should, yeah, looking at the 52-14, he should
So
have
just
30, 40.
yeah, that weird game kind of killed me. Yeah, I don't the only one, like I guess I'm just like Nick Chubb. I don't know if he's gonna get it going or maybe he's just done. The big game ended up being like that low scoring Bears Washington game
Yeah.
where nothing was happening. I was feeling pretty good, and then was 70 yard run or what was
Was
it,
it like 57-yard
50,
run?
57 yard run
Yeah.
touchdown? Like one play just ended it for me. Well, and the Hail Mary maybe lose 6 points to the Bears. It was just like
Right.
too much for me to recover from. So yeah, you also got your bounce back win.
Yeah, and much needed, you know.
So I don't, I feel all right, you know, scoring 234. I wish I would have got the win. That win would have pretty much got me into the playoffs. Like a complete collapse would have kept me. Now I gotta, I'm still in the mix with everybody.
Right. Yeah, this was definitely a must win. There's no doubt about it. It was definitely nice. Not only did I get a win, but in the fashion that I did, I put up a bunch of points. You don't want to get that 205-179 Amanda Shelley win over Joey. You know, when you're trying to make a run to the playoffs, you don't want to see that. But I'll take it as they come. But
You had great matchups. Like Brad
yeah, all
and
every.
Luke thought I was gonna get whooped. And like I had pretty bad matchups and still got some points though.
Right.
So I can't be super disappointed. Like just being embarrassed, that Bears loss was that was
That was an
more
amazing ending, though.
it's so bad. Like
I think it's
that hurt
very.
me
Do
more.
you feel like that was. This is what you get for drafting Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels? Do you feel like that's the statement was
I thought
made?
Caleb won the game. That's the thing. Like he put it on his back,
No.
and then they were like, "Let's give it to a lineman, and then let's not play defense for two plays."
Right.
Like,
Who do you think's the best better quarterback? Maybe not fantasy wise, but who would you take right now?
I don't regret taking Caleb, but right now Jalen Daniels is playing better.
If you had to pick, I'm going with this player the rest of the way, what would you do?
Caleb.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think Caleb will be better. I also worry. I think Caleb will have a longer career.
No, that could
But,
be
like,
true.
your thing is you're not thinking about the Bears organization. Like, these are two, like, you're thinking one to one. Like, the Jalen Daniels would be able to do the same thing he would with Washington.
At the Bears,
At the
I
Bears,
think he would.
I think
I
he'd have the
think he
same
would.
troubles.
I bet his record is not good or it'd be better. Look at his receivers that he would have.
I think they are comparable receivers.
Who's after Terry McLaurin?
After Terry, I mean Noah Brown's good. They got
Is he
this.
better than Keenan
They
Allen?
got good running
Romeo
backs.
and Dude, a top 10 receiver?
Keenan Allen is okay. I mean, like he's.
I mean, I think that's more says about Caleb Williams. He's just okay. I think with Jaden
Nah.
Daniels, he would be better.
Yeah, I would totally take Caleb Williams still over Daniels.
How come? Like, what? I mean, he didn't. I don't know. He was a
I
Heisman
just
winner. He's a dominant.
I think the Jalen Daniels throw was lucky.
Lucky.
The Hail Mary's lucky. Like beat it was all the Bears defense. Caleb won that game. And then the defense
Well, here's the
yeah.
thing. Jaden Daniels had to get 13 seconds. He had to scramble for 13 seconds, and he did. And then he throws a bomb 70-yard. Yeah, the bounce was lucky, but the throw was on
Like
point.
Hail Marys are always just like if it's a catch, it's always just lucky.
It was a
Like,
lucky bounce, but that player had this. I mean, they practiced that. I mean, and it's not like it was a.
it's more deep. Like I think that Caleb like drove down the field, ultimately won the game, and then the defense gave up the game or
All
and play
right.
call. I love Jalen Daniels. Like, don't get me wrong, he's
I
awesome.
get it. I feel like that. I
I
just
think
feel
both are
there's maybe
good.
a little bit of your Caleb's your guy and you're sticking with it. I get it. I think he's good.
I'm sure people that don't have any stake in either team would probably take Jalen Daniels, but like I'm right. not.
You're a fan.
I'm not disappointed in Caleb at all.
No. I would be keeping my eye on the other rookies.
It's
because I'm like, the Bears are going to screw this up, and you don't want to see, well, Caleb Williams is another example of the Bears, you know. Not to go on off on the Bears. I think Caleb Williams is fine.
Mostly coaching and organization. Like, I think they would put, they wouldn't set up Jalen Daniels in a good position either.
I typically always think these great players, it doesn't matter. Great players, it does not matter. Maybe. I will make you great. I will make that head coach great.
But like,
you know what I mean? Like, what happened to New England's head coach? As soon as Brady left, it went straight to crap.
He's still a good head coach. He didn't have players.
Is he?
Yeah.
Or how great was Brady left and went won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That
shows that Brady is more valuable than Bill Belichick.
Like, what did Belichick? They made the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah, he's a good coach, but like
I don't know. Have we seen him without Brady?
I know he's able to like manage games correctly, unlike and call good play calls.
Well, when I got Tom Brady out there, yeah. Like I don't really have to do much.
Yeah,
he's gonna manage the game for him. I don't know.
You compare it to Eberflus, like I would take Bill Belichick right now. Like,
I don't know. I'm just saying there are certain great players that come in. Like, imagine Peyton Manning falling in your lap.
Yeah,
or a guy like that. You know, like
Peyton Manning was awful his first year. Like, if Peyton Manning was on his first year, and he was throwing as many picks as he did, we would think he's awful.
Who was there before Peyton Manning?
I don't remember. Was it Hasselbeck or something? Or no, it's not Hasselbeck.
Was it Jim Harbaugh?
It might have been Jim Harbaugh.
Right, yeah. So he's following Harbaugh.
But like, Peyton Manning was awful his rookie year.
I have to go look at his numbers. I don't remember what he did. But I'm saying like a year three Peyton Manning, like, at a certain point, Peyton Manning, that coach is like, right. I have the best job in America. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, Caleb may be that, but like right now he's a rookie. He needs to be propped up.
Like, who was the head coach at Tampa Bay that won the Super Bowl?
It's Arians.
No, the in 2001.
Oh, it wasn't Bruce Arians. It was
what's his name? He's loud. You know what I'm talking about. He's the coach in his corner. Gruden. Like, John Gruden has won a Super Bowl. He is no longer coaching in the NFL. Is he not a good coach? I know he's a little off the field issue.
I think it's mostly off the field.
I don't think if you can win, they don't care. They will put you in the league.
Maybe. But like, he's going through a lawsuit right now.
Yeah, there may be some truth to
that. I think that once the lawsuit out, maybe he's trying to get back. I know that.
Yeah, I'm curious. Before we just get back to the matches, but I'm just curious if does Belichick get another job? Do you think?
Yes.
Okay. So, and do you think in 2 years he'll do what?
It depends on the team. That's
probably the most likely.
I think he could get Dallas. I don't know if they could do Super Bowl. Maybe he could do Super Bowl, but like they would be better than what they are now.
I mean, last year they were 12-5.
Yeah.
The year before that they were 12-5.
Yeah.
So you think 12-5, but playoff, and do you think the NFC Championship game at least?
I think that would be their goal. I don't know.
All right. Well, I see a future bet coming, future dollar bet.
But like, this is still early with Caleb.
No, yeah, I think he's fine. He's gonna be fine.
Yeah. But yeah, good game, John. You know that you definitely needed that win. And I'm very disappointed.
Yeah.
We'll move on to the whooping next.
All right, fools, on to the whooping. The matchup between Brad, Josephine, Kreger, and Jason, the girly man, Faggot. Sorry, Jason, but you got whooped. Another shaky baby alliance whooping, which I'm sure Levi is going to comment on that, and he has a pretty good out for it. So
it's all according to plan.
Right, we'll be... But Brad's team... It was a great week. You know, he was excited about every single thing. I feel like him and Rob were no telling what they were doing on FaceTime. I don't even want to bring it up, but, Brad's team finally puts up a mon. This is the second time, I think, this year he's put up monster points, isn't it?
Yeah, he scored 270 plus
So I think
twice this year.
this is the second whooping I think he's given out. We don't have Brad's
Yeah, we don't have
stat
the stats.
board.
I think he has given out one
I
whooping.
think so.
I
Or
mean,
maybe, yeah.
or
But
at least one other. Yeah.
yeah, I think with Jason's team, it just was a 200-point week for you. Even though there's a plethora of points that were given out all throughout all Sunday, you just were on the low end of the receiving end. So Brad's team was definitely on the higher end there. He got actually nothing out of Tyler Lockett and Jaylen Waddle, about 15 points between the two of them, and he still scored 280, which is pretty impressive. But yeah, Jason, you need to get back with your alliance mates and figure something out because we might have to give y'all the paddle as a collective unit, or give it to somebody. Make up a new award or
You're
something.
making up rules
Yeah,
now.
well, making up awards, not rules.
All right, it looks like this is his first. He did score 270 in week four, but Lance had scored quite a bit too,
Oh,
but
okay.
he only won by like 35. Yeah, so another big week, and I think I hate to say it, but I think Brad's team is probably the most consistent right now. His players do just get points. You have to like put up good numbers to beat him. Like, he's not gonna score 280 every week, but like it's you gotta score 230, 240 to beat him, pretty much.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. But do you feel that Brad is the most consistent at adorable meme love that Rob's? He's always loving Rob's memes and his
Oh,
mic talk.
he's very
Back off him!
he's very consistent in kissing butt.
Yeah, that's more or less what I was getting at. That Brad is probably the most consistent alliance mate when it comes to
No.
smooches.
Yeah, I get it. That's with the Shaky Baby Alliance. Like
Yeah, that needs to be addressed.
we do have the most people in the alliance.
You do have three.
Yes,
All right.
so.
Which is
We got the so
as the map, right, but what are you on, a six game?
I think this is seven.
Seven. Three or
It's
not, that's
I we
insane.
we don't like losing close games. But I mean we want
Yeah?
to win.
So you rather just blow me out if I ain't beating
Yeah,
you.
it's easy. I can go about the rest of my day.
Okay. It
So
was more of a convenience.
yeah.
But if the shoe was on the other foot and the Hacksaws were whooped 7 weeks in a row, would you support the creation of a new award?
I mean, I would have liked y'all do that last year when they did lose like six, seven times in a row.
They got whooped that many times?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
really?
don't know if it was in a row, but like they got whooped by like a lot of times
Yeah, I
last
know they
year.
probably got a lot of whoopings.
Yeah. Don't want to say that it was in a row, but I want to say they had a few streaks. They were like three in
Yeah.
a row and
I mean,
four in a
seven in a
row.
row in an alliance, I would be kind of ashamed. But it is what it is.
I
You got
mean,
your win.
it's.
You got your win. All right in the world. No, you didn't.
I didn't get my
No,
win.
you but Amanda got her win.
Amanda got her win. I think that's good. Yeah, Jason's stuff. Like, we
On a
gotta
scale
get
of one
the
to
win.
ten, how much do you think she cares about your loss versus her win?
I don't think she's thinking too
Or
much about it.
more.
She's probably disappointed that I didn't beat you.
Maybe. But
Yeah.
did you realize she might not have known you lost yet? Maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Did she
Maybe.
text you after
No.
it?
No.
Nice try,
Derek
Leo.
didn't text you. Like, get
We're
him next time.
not in an
Derek,
alliance.
get him next time, Derek.
We're not in an
It's
alliance.
like, you know.
That would make sense if we were. I would text Derek. Hey, Derek, nice try, but this is what I think you should probably, or need to do the thing.
It's pretty clear you don't know what it's like to be in the Lions.
That proves my point.
All
We're not in an alliance.
right. But
No.
yeah, it's a little concerning, but like we're gonna win the championship, but still that's the overarching goal. It's not win the paddle, it's not, have least amount of whooping streaks. I don't know. We don't even know who has the least amount of.
Well, we do know that the alliance with the longest whooping streak, it may be held for a very long time, like seven.
We'll see.
Well,
It won't matter if we win the championship.
All right, it's all you losers last week. Do better. Week 9's coming up. Here we go.
Yep. All right, everybody. Let's get into the Week 9 picks. We got a lot of good matchups here, and we'll start with. The Intoxicated All Stars at 4-4 versus It's What Plants Crave at 5-3. So it looks like Garrett Wilson had a nice game on Thursday. Had a crazy one-handed catch, so that helped Joey a lot. We got some certain kind of like matchups here. I mean, like. Geno versus the Rams. His quarterbacks are going up, you know, against each other. Those defenses aren't, you know, crazy good. So I feel like that's going to get some points going up. But, like, I feel like for me, like, my matchups are great this week, unlike last week. Hopefully that can put into some extra points. I feel like the Green Bay-Detroit game's going to decide the game for me, whether I'm going to, like, put up a lot. I'm going to try with Olave. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, like I like my chances this week, even with the Garrett Wilson Thursday night performance. I think that helped Joey stay in the game. I think he really needed that. I'm going to go with me. Well, what are you thinking, John?
Yeah. I liked your receivers more than Joey's before this Thursday. But Garrett Wilson putting up 40, that's a big game. That's like two, I mean, if two of your players score 20, he just wiped them out. Like, I've said it, we need to go back and look at how the Thursday performances have actually played out with the overall win of the week.
I
feel like the Thursday game have mattered more so
it's been
than
a few
early.
Weeks where it's been, they've lost after, I think it's more 50-50, or it doesn't matter too much, unless it's like a 100-point
like
day.
Yeah.
Like, I think multiple players doing,
I mean,
well.
40's pretty good. Like, yeah. You know, he were to get Garrett Wilson at 20, I'm going to lean towards Joe on this because of 40 points. Just, it's not often you have a player score 40. So he has a nice cushion. You can't afford too many mistakes out of your lineup, which I think starting Olave is probably, you know, against Carolina, he's probably going to have a good day with Rasheed Shaheed out.
I got Devonta Smith versus Jacksonville. I got Justin Jefferson versus Indianapolis. Like, I should put up some good numbers. I'm not saying that Joey won't either, but, like, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game.
Which is weird. I think you're just Marvin Harrison Jr. shy of having the whole starting lineup of Ohio State from 2022.
I mean, it's,
they had all three of those dudes. Yeah. I think they had another guy, too. I think there's four guys that were,
yeah,
like NFL fantasy star players.
Yeah.
And you have two of them. Yeah, Devonta Smith, I like him a lot. But, yeah, I'm going to pick Joey. I think, you know, that game with the Rams in Seattle is going to – the outcome of that game is probably going to decide whether he wins or loses. If they have big games – of course, you do have Jackson Smith and Jigba, but
yeah, I have some choices to block Joey. I have JSN to block Geno potentially. I feel better about that if DK is playing or not. I think he is playing.
I think he's questionable.
He's
going with the two tight end strategy.
Yeah.
So that's risky business, yeah, there, JoJo.
And then I picked up Joe Flacco. I could play him to block any, like, big plays from Josh Downs as well. But I like playing Dak against Atlanta. I think he's going to be okay. So
yeah, I took in the pick of my dude outside of the fantasy league. I took Dallas to win. I think this would be a good game. I slight edge to Joe, though.
All right, we'll move on to the next game. And I'm going to say this is I'll say next game is the game of the week. This one's a very interesting matchup. Cleveland Steamers versus Victoria's Secret. Like, one team, 7-1, first place. Playoffs locked up. Not, but bye hasn't been locked up yet. So it's not like Rob has nothing to play for, and then Amanda's fighting for her life to stay, relevant in the league. Trying to get, basically has to win out, or maybe only give one loss to have a chance to get in. So she needs every one of these wins. And then Rob, we talked about it on the group chat earlier, Mr. Magoo again. Devontae Adams hadn't really done too much, and then he gets a we think a concussion, comes back in, touchdown right after him.
Right.
So, it may be his week again. 31 points is okay. I mean, like that's pretty good. It's not back breaking though. I'm gonna go with the hungry dog runs faster. I'm gonna go with Amanda. She needs to win more. I like her matchups with Kansas City against Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay's defense is awful. Kamara against Carolina,
You're an
AJ Brown versus
animal.
Jacksonville, Cooper Kupp versus Seattle. Like her matchups are great this week.
Yes.
And then Derrick Henry's going against Denver. Denver's probably the best defense in the league, although he's still going to get his points,
He's
but
still Derrick
he's
Henry, the
still Derrick
last time
Henry.
I've seen his name. It checked.
Justin Herbert against Cleveland, not great. Detroit's defense is great, so then there is tight end. Xavier Worthy's boom or bust, although Patrick Mahomes is blocking anything.
Yeah, they
So, like,
can
that's
kind
kind
of.
of a wash if Xavier Worthy gets anything, because it's going to be, like, a big play if he does
Sure.
score. Although,
Of course, he does come out of the backfield sometimes, so
that's true.
Rob
So, watch out for
probably.
that.
Yeah.
And then Josh Allen against Miami. That's going to be a weird game. Miami's defense is
It's
good,
pretty good.
but still Josh Allen. And last game they played against, like, Josh Allen got, or the Bills got up so big that Josh Allen didn't do much. Sometimes
Yeah.
it just happens,
Yeah, you
really.
don't want game scripts like that.
For me, I'm gonna pick Amanda. I think her matchups are better.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. Even though Rob does have the 31 point on the Thursday night, I feel like Amanda's team is hot right now. Her players are they're all back. Her lineup's set. This is what she drafted. So I feel that I don't know if a whooping will come out of this. But I feel like she's going to put up a lot of points. And Rob's definitely capable of doing it too. But I think, if anything, this game is in the headlines with all the smack talk. Amanda's back. You see her, in the threads. The middle fingers are flying out.
This is a game
So,
I'm going to be watching most
yeah.
closely, other than my own.
Because if anything, with her, I feel as maybe she'll take pride in this. I don't know. She's going to start hurting teams trying to make the playoffs, if anything. Because her team's. I mean, if she does get put out, say, Rob takes the win, her team's good enough to where if you're trying to get in, that's now she's now a roadblock, and she may take an interest in that just to screw people over, and more power to you. But yeah, I'll take Amanda here. I see a bunch of points on her side and potential on Rob's.
I think this is another matchup where there's gonna be a lot of points for sure. All right, we'll move on to the next one. I think this one's gonna be the game of the week. Just because, like, I think we're evenly, mostly evenly matched here. Jeff's starting to, like, get a couple wins together. His team's coming together. He's right now he's starting Ladd McConkey, who's been great in the past couple weeks. This could be his beginning of his, like, emergence as a the number one there. His team's fully healthy. Got pretty good matchups. Well, some good better than others. His running backs are, I think they're matchup proof, but they also have good matchups. I think that's going to be the critical part. And then you have good matches as well, where you got Achane versus Buffalo, Daniel versus the Giants, Swift against Arizona. I don't think Arizona's defense is very good. I think he could have a big play. This is going to be a pretty good matchup. I'm going to go with you, John. I think Jeff normally has an advantage with his quarterbacks, but both his quarterbacks have bad matchups. I think Joe Burrow will still put up points, but, like, Vegas' defense is pretty good, and I think that's going to keep him from winning. And he needs a lot from Bijan. Like, Bijan and Kyron have to, like, have amazing games. and that could happen, but I think you have more of a chance to winning. So I'm gonna take you, John.
Yeah, just about to run into a buzzsaw.
Buzz.
Like, I finally have pieced together back my team. I think I've made a pretty decent bench in case, things go off the rails again. Old little Jeffrey Kelly here is about to get, he's going to see a bunch of points. And granted, his team is definitely capable, as is Rob's. I think Rob Jeff's in second, if I'm not mistaken.
He's in third.
In
I'm in
third.
second,
Okay.
but we're tied for record.
Okay, I got you. But his team could put up, my team's gonna, I think he's gonna put up a bunch of points this week. And gone are the weeks to Rob picking the other team to beat me. I've been humbled, but I feel like my team's back. I think this could be the game of the week, but Jeff better score points. I'll tell you that, Jeffrey. And by the way, I've been spelling his name wrong ever
Who?
since I've known him. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
How do you spell Jeffrey?
Jeffrey.
No.
What
See?
is it?
Jeffrey. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what it's
Rey?
Rey.
Yeah. I've been spelling it Jeffrey.
Oh.
That's,
No.
yeah. And he said, that's Jeffrey.
That's Je yeah, that is Jeffrey.
It's ridiculous. Move on.
Good
I changed it in my phone, by the way. I changed it to the right spelling.
on you.
People like to have their names spelled right, apparently. They get butt hurt when you don't do that.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, so we took that. We'll move on to the next matchup with Scoop's Troops versus Houdini. This is like the loser of this matchup is gonna feel real bad, I think. Which
Especially if it's Derek.
I'm gonna feel bad for the loser of this
Yeah.
matchup. And matchups are seem okay. Like Lamar's going against Denver. You don't like that, but I'm not too concerned about
I
him
wouldn't
like
be
not getting to
scared.
do 2 points.
Yeah, I would not be
I
scared.
think
I'm
the
Derek.
receivers may not, but he could
Yes,
still make
exactly.
plays. And Amon-Ra St. Brown had a bad game last week. I expect him to bounce back. Keon Coleman's been great.
Yeah, he's been coming on.
He started Trevor Lawrence. He didn't start CJ Stroud. Looking right now like that was a good idea.
Yes, I agree.
So
Kudos to that.
looking, he's setting himself up to win. And then with Jason started Texans defense against the Jets, like pretty good. Like he got 10 points out of that. Like that's pretty ballsy to play the Texans against the Jets. Like being, I mean, like their offense has been okay. I mean, you got all those weapons. You got Breece Hall. Like they could have got blown out, and like the Texans didn't have the firepower to like get up there. So like good call on him. Breece Hall, not a fantastic day. Like that kind of like hurt him with like starting the Texas defense and Breece Hall like kind of
Yeah.
hamstringing your points a little bit. But I don't know if it hurt him too much. A little disappointing from Breece Hall though.
Yeah, you want to see some more receptions or something.
So yeah, for me, I think I'm gonna go Derek. Just based on Breece Hall not putting up what he should be putting up. I think if Jason wins, it's gonna be big. Like it's gonna be a big Jameis day. I think I think
Yeah.
Jameis could win him the game for him entirely, and maybe Caleb. But the quarterback's gotta play.
Yeah, I'm with you on this too. I think it's going to be Derek's week. I think, like we were talking earlier, the ball's got to bounce your way eventually. I think Derek gets right. He has a solid lineup. It's pretty tough. Jason's got some solid players. Getting 10 out of your defense, you're not mad about it. I would be like, oh, come on, Breece Hall. In a week, you're going up against Tank Dell. You kind of want to see those kind of cancel each other out. But to circle back real quick with that Jets game, Jeff had Aaron Rodgers and the Jets D on his bench, which that would put me in almost like a 60-point hole. So that I wonder how
Yeah.
Jeff feels if he made the right choice there. I don't know. Like I've been hard
I mean,
sell.
he's kind of kicking himself, like, and I guess he's just riding with Bakbo here, like, not a bad call here.
Yeah, man, to go back to that game, our game is gonna, he's gonna be the only player left in the Monday night, being
Yeah.
Jeff's. So if I get beat by Bakbo, like,
Well, let's hope that doesn't come
yeah,
back.
but I think maybe we created another award for saying stupid things. You know,
You're conjuring this into existence.
yeah, like, you know, why not? Let's make an award for everything. You know, if you're stupid, you probably deserve an award for being stupid. But
I
yeah,
hope
but
so,
back to
dude.
this matchup, I think it's Derek's team. You know, it gets back in the win column here. Just
Book.
top to bottom, I think I like Derek's team.
Yeah, I think, I if they played each other 10 times, I think Derek probably wins 6 or 7. But like, Jason has some firepower
Of course, yeah,
that could
Puka, I
just,
mean,
yeah, that
and
could just win him the
Barkley.
game, like from right off the bat.
If he gets a 60 out of Barkley, Derek's just gonna be, Derek's gotta come on the next episode and just talk
Yeah.
about, you know, life in general, how he's feeling
You
about
know,
things.
what are you thinking about doing now you have all this time? Yeah. So that's for that matchup. Right now Derek's projected to win by 30. So ESPN thinks it would pick Derek too.
Yeah.
Even with right now it's 29 to 33.
Sure.
But we'll move on to the last matchup, and we got Black Sunday at 4-4 versus Team Purple Bleeders at 4-4. This is another game where like the loser is gonna feel pretty bad. Not quite as bad as the last one, just like the both these teams are potentially seeing like turning the corner here and maybe like starting out of the playoffs. Like the winner of this probably will feel that way. But with Black Sunday, had another great day with Joe Mixon. He looked great. They opened like their offensive line's great. Like, and Mixon's gonna, I think, not barring an injury, which like he had an injury, but like even with the previous injury, he was out what 3 weeks.
Something like that,
He's
yeah.
still he's probably gonna finish like a top five
He's
running
number
back.
seven now. Yeah,
Yeah.
he missed 3 weeks already.
Yeah,
He's seven. He missed 3 weeks.
he's been like one of the best running backs this year, which is it's very surprising to me. Like I thought,
Yeah.
just with like the weapons on Houston that ended up from the injuries, it's helping him. But like I think even if they were out there, he'd still be putting up these numbers. Like he's been the focus of that
Oh yeah,
offense.
they're definitely gonna be
So,
for the next couple weeks anyway.
but yeah, Brad's got a 29-point head start. He's got to play some players this week that may have some bad matchups. Got Chase against the Vegas, Waddle against Buffalo. Buffalo's pass defense is pretty good. Kyle Pitts has been good this year. I'm wondering if that's going to keep going all year, and that's kind of been helping them. Dallas, I wouldn't be worried about that defense with Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, you just like, I don't even know if you look at the defense. You just kind of have to play him every
We just stopped talking about
week.
Kyle Pitts.
You love Kyle
No,
Pitts,
we
right?
just, there's no reason to even go in on Kyle Pitts.
I think he's a factor in this match.
He probably is. Who cares?
J.K. Dobbins against Cleveland. I don't. Cleveland's defense hasn't been fan like you.
It's good,
It's
not.
good, but like, I don't know if that's something to worry about. Kyler against Chicago is interesting. I think Chicago could shut him down. If they keep him
I think he's just hoping to
locked
get
down.
some rushing yards,
Yeah.
you know.
So I'm not excited about Brad's matchups this week. But you never know. He's been putting up good numbers. And then Lance has some good matchups this week. He's got Bo Nix against Baltimore. Baltimore's defense has been more bend not break defense, so they let people get all kinds of yards. Kenneth Walker against Rams, yeah, that's great. Kareem Hunt against Tampa Bay, great. CeeDee Lamb against the Falcons, great. Drake London, Dallas, great. Like, I think I gotta go with Lance this week. Just like he's set up to put up some points, and which like it kind of pains me, kind of not, but with the go against Brad here, because he's been putting up a good run here. But yeah, I think Lance is gonna put up a lot of points.
Yeah, this is I think is the matchup of the week, Brad versus Lance's face, which has
That's
kind of been
true,
a quiet
actually.
little like
Yeah.
rivalry with Brad for some reason. Like he's been attacking Lance, you
Yeah.
know, for no reason. But I feel as though both of these teams have been on different trajectories. Brad's rising and Lance has kind of stumbled a bit.
Yeah,
You
he
know, even though
started
he's
off well. Now he's at a point where like, are you gonna fall apart, or are you gonna get it
right.
back together?
So it's kind of a crossroads, like you were saying, like earlier. This is the crossroads for both teams. Like, you know, win here can put you in a prime position to go ahead and, you know, in the next couple of weeks, still one of those playoff spots. I want to take Brad here because I feel like his players are explosive. Not that Lance doesn't have that. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, if they're back in sync with one another, he's gonna put up some monster games. But I like Chase. I think Waddle having Tua back is definitely a play there. I'm not overly big on Lockett. I don't hate it though, as wide receiver three. I think I'm gonna. It's Hurts and Murray, I think, maybe the difference makers here. Even though they're matchups, of course, Hurts playing Jacksonville. I think Brad gets this. This will be the game of the week, I think. It'll be close, but I'll take Brad here.
And then yeah, he may be with you rooting against Bakebo, having the Chiefs defense Monday night.
Right. Yeah.
So
So I
yeah.
may
But
sway him.
yeah, that'll do with the matchups. I think we got a lot of good play this week. So we'll keep an eye out for that. We'll move on to the power rankings next. All right, let's get into the power rankings, and we've got a bit more movement. Not too much this time, just a lot of movement in the middle, basically. I'll say that me and Rob haven't changed. We're both 1 and 2 still. And then Derek, John, Amanda are still 8, 9, 10. And then kind of move around quite a bit in the middle, like from 3 to
Seven.
6 or
Seven.
3 to 7. Let's see. Yeah. We'll start with number 7, and I think this is just because the computers don't like Amanda's team too much. They have the Intoxicated All-Stars, number 7, and it dropping from 4 to 7.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, I think when you score 100 under 200 points,
That's
it
awful
kind of
too.
penalizes you.
Yeah.
Noticed.
When you lose by that much, it's like, and you don't
Yeah, you don't perform. Your team
perform, like
sucks.
you get dropped a lot. Joey score, or he's got 40.6 points. Derek has 40.1, despite his loss. So he's only 0.5 behind. And then the next one, number 6, Scoops Troops, is at 40.95. Makes a lot of sense. Scoops Troops is, they're 3 and 5. A lot, he did lose by a lot, but a lot of his matchups have been close. See, where did he was at 5 and then dropped to 6. So yeah, just disappointing performance. The computer still kind of liked Jason as like a dark horse playoff team. That kind of shows because they put Joey, who right now is in the playoffs, out of the
Got him,
playoffs.
yeah.
So I think they still like them. Coming to number 5, 42.55. So that puts you 1.6 above Scoops Troop is Lance and the Purple Leaders, dropping from 3 to 2.5. Lance is on a 2-game slide here, I think.
Yeah, he is.
They're finally putting him lower now after his second loss in a row. But I think they still like him. Like they just, it's hard. with Black Sunday being scoring so many points, putting up good performances. I think they had to put Black Sunday above them, which the Black Sunday's number four, 43.8, and you're 1.3 above Lance there. So that's a pretty good margin. But yeah, like Brad's been putting up the points, so like you got to reward him there. What was he at last week? He was at 7 last week, so he kind of swapped places with Joey.
Interesting little note here. Brad's had the most points scored against him, and he has the most points.
Oh, that's it. So you finally got that. I think that's reflecting here in the power rankings.
Yeah, he has quite a bit more points. He's had some big weeks. Yeah, he's the only one in 1,800.
So, yeah, the computers are liking Brad. I don't understand it myself, but, you know, that's...
Not if they met him.
Computers don't know Brad.
Yeah, they don't listen to the pod.
Just sees ones and zeros.
Calculating. Calculating.
So, you know, whatever. And then number three, we at 45.35, is the last thing we haven't mentioned, is Slop Nasty. And Slop Nasty was number six last week. So moved up three spots.
Wow.
A lot of movement, but just in the middle, just like around... And I think Jeff is starting to make some separation from the other teams. He's only 0.45 away from me. If Jeff had won or, you know, scored a few more points, he probably would have jumped me.
Yeah, I mean, you're both tied for second.
We're both tied. So that makes a lot of sense. Good win against Lance last week. You know, scored a lot of points. So, yeah, they feel pretty good about Jeff. Right now, playoffs, they think the playoffs are going to be Rob, me, Jeff, Brad, Lance, and then Jason. Which, like that, I think that's the most surprising right now. I'd still like Jason to make a run. But, yeah, it's a little surprising that computers put him in with his record and how Jason's been losing.
Would you put Derek in over Jason? Or Jason over
I think
here.
I put Joey in as that last six seed. Derek's team just hasn't been consistent. Like, it's like I think we're looking at names with his team, and then they're just not piecing together. As soon as the pieces together, yeah, I'll put them in. But like,
I don't know. I'd say I think he has the second most points scored against him, and he has the second most points.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so it's
Joey has the win over or a. He has one more win.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that, I think that's pretty relevant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And did Joey beat, I think Joey beat Derek, right?
Let me go to schedule. We'll see. Let's check out the, Joe. He beat.
So yeah. He's got the tiebreaker.
He beat him by eight, yeah. So, yeah, you probably have to go Joe there.
But yeah, that'll do it for the power. And then last thing I'll mention was, because Rob probably wants to hear this, is Rob has 57.9 points, which is, so he's 13.1 points above me at second.
13?
So yeah, he's increased his margin from first to second, and he's got 25 more points than Victoria's Secret.
So what's the difference between you and Victoria's, or you and Jeff between her?
13 points.
So he has a bigger difference, or just as big, between you and him than he does you and last.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He's been.
I can hear Hacksaw Jim Duggins on a mountain somewhere. Just.
That's not. It's not getting.
No, it's not. It's
really that's what I'll say. Like it's. The top and the bottom seem to be shaking out. Like, computer feel pretty good about the top and the bottom. And then the middle, which makes sense. Like, they're all shifting.
Plus, yeah.
Like, that's the pack there.
Yeah. I guess what we kind of want. We don't want teams that... I don't want teams out of it yet. You know, I'm glad Amanda's starting to win. Just don't beat me. You know, go into that last week. Let's have some...
Yeah. See what happens. I mean, she's my Alliance member, but, like, I'm sure there's a lot of... Most teams are probably going to be rooting for Rob just to...
Yeah, as far as to get in.
You want to be in the playoffs, and mm-hmm. and we know Rob in the playoff.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's gonna be so. It'd be so funny if she beat him. I don't know.
I will take that win.
I think I think it's a win-win for everyone not playing in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. If he wins, then you.
Yeah, Manna wins. It's funny. She gets to. Yeah. And then not, then we're like, oh.
We ain't gotta worry about that. Yeah. As much.
So yeah,
I agree.
Next, we'll get into the offer sport. There's a lot of activity. Wednesday, a lot of bids. Everyone, almost everyone, made a bid on Xavier Worthy.
Like we said, he's gonna be on somebody's roster.
Yeah.
And he deserved Joey. You know, I don't blame him. You know, but it's kind of a. I don't know. I felt like, dang, you really got rid of him.
I talked to Joey last weekend, and he was looking ahead for buys, and his quarterbacks were on bye, or his backup quarterback that he was going to replace was on the same bye as his quarterback. Okay. So he had to pick a quarterback, and so he dropped Worthy to get Stanton. And, you know, sometimes you got to make tough decisions, and, like, it kind of hurts. This is... second time this happened this year where, like, someone dropped a player and then, like, half the league tried to get them.
Right.
Player. So, like, tells you, like you maybe should have kept him, but, like...
should have traded it.
Yeah, trading for somebody could have worked, I think.
But then again, you know, Juju wasn't probably hurt at the time. Who knows?
Yeah.
All the circumstances around it.
I mean, for me, like, yeah, I have, like, four quarterbacks. Joey could have sent me a message and maybe made an offer for one of mine. I kind of wanted Xavier Worthy myself.
Sure.
Like, I'd try to spend the rest of my money on him.
Right.
But, yeah. But Rob ends up getting him for $362.
Shoo.
That's a lot.
But he didn't spend any money. So yeah. So, that's, like, kind of the reverse strategy. When you're winning, you don't need to spend money.
Usually. He's still got more money than half the league.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, like, I tried to pay $240. That was, I think, if I had got Xavier Worthy, I would have had, like, $19 left or something like that, or $15 left. Would have been out of fab for, like, anyone big.
Yeah, he'd been. Yeah.
But Brad put up $211 for him. John, you tried to do $176, and then Jason tried to do $45. You know, just I think that was just like a feeler to see, like, has anyone bidding on
him? If I get him, I get him. Yeah. Yeah.
Not. Yeah.
I think you spend over $200, you want a said player.
Yeah.
I feel like in this league. And anything below, you're just like, someone's got to pay for them to get it over me, kind of thing.
It was kind of a speculation. Their schedule isn't that great going towards the end of the year, but, like, if he's going to emerge,
maybe. And if you're 7-1, I think that's a great pickup.
Yeah.
You know, for sure.
And then three teams try to get the Bengals defense. It's crazy to me. they're playing against Vegas, which, like, I get it, I guess. Vegas deep offense is fine. Bengals, it's not like a...
to draw game. Interest of three teams.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's been some... is there a lot of buys this week?
Like, I know the Steelers are on bye and the Niners are on bye.
No, I think it's just two teams on a bye.
Is it Steelers
and Niners? I think it's just two, yeah. Just 15 games this week.
Yeah, so Amanda ended up getting the Bengals defense for $112. And then Scoopster tried to get him for $11. And then Houdini tried to get for $5. And Amanda got the Bengals.
She wanted the Bengals. I think you spend over $6, you really want a defense.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, you can't take it with you. I think that was, like, the first thing that Amanda bid on. Right, it's the budget summary. She still got $745 after this. She still has the second most.
Yeah, so and that was like $11 for her.
Yeah,
I don't. Bother.
I think you want to make sure you have a good defense.
He's getting, like, I'm giving it my go.
Yeah,
to make my run, and I'm going to get the players that I want. And hey, you got a lot of money, do it.
Yeah, and then I picked up Joe Flacco for $103. Don't necessarily need a quarterback. I felt like Joe Flacco should be picked up. I think Fields, at this point, I'd buy. Like, I know for sure that I'm not going to be using Fields for 2 weeks. And then, like, even if Russell Wilson gets hurt, if it's only a little while, he's going to go back to being the starter. So I think I packed it in for Fields. Hopefully he's on a different team next year. I can draft him.
Sure.
And I picked up Joe Flacco, which I think is, like, I'm going to be able to plug him in on certain weeks. Their schedule's pretty great. You know, going down, and Flacco throws a good ball. So, like, I think I can plug him in. Jason tried to get Flacco, too, for $69, but I outbid him. And then he put another $69 on Jameis Winston, got him. Nobody else putting bids.
Immature, is what I say.
It's nice.
A little immaturity there.
I mean, that's a good number. I'll forever put 70, though, on certain players. And then Jeff picked up a few, Saints defense. They're playing Carolina. Saints defense hasn't been great lately, but, like, Carolina's been awful. So
yeah, they've got rid of their best receiver.
I don't know how many good options are out there for defenses right now.
Yeah.
So, not bad there. He dropped Demario Douglas to do that. And then he picked up Parker Washington from Jacksonville. He's probably on your all-thief team, I would assume.
Yeah, I didn't build that again this week.
So. Dropping Christian Kirk. So he picked up his replacement. Let's see. And there was pickup Friday. Oh, and then Brad picked up the Chiefs on Friday.
I think I picked up someone today.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember who it was. I dropped Bateman.
That'd do for the no trades this week. It seems like trading's kind of died down a little bit. I think everyone's liking their team right now, and there's not as many injuries right now.
I think we're kind of over the peak, so to speak.
We'll see in the next couple weeks. I think if there's more injuries, we might see some more trades later on.
Is there a deadline?
I don't think there's a deadline.
Info.
Maybe there is a deadline.
I'll check real quick just for all those listeners at home.
Maybe you want to make a trade.
Trade deadline. No deadline.
No
according
deadline.
To our rules.
Okay.
So you have up until
probably the last week of playoffs.
Yeah. So I doubt there'll be any trades in the playoffs, but you never know.
Yeah, if there's more injuries in the next couple weeks, I could see one more trade, you know, coming up.
Yeah.
That'll do it for the power rankings and the pickups. We'll move into the mailbag next.
All right, everybody. We're gonna jump into the mailbag. I didn't send anything out, so we don't really have much here. But I do have a little trivia question for Levi. So I'll preface it as: Who are the top 10 receivers? Let me make sure this is not rookies. Yes, rookies. The best top 10 rookie performance points per game average in fantasy football history. And I'll preface it by saying this. This stat runs through this season up until about game 3 or 4. So top 10 all-time rookie seasons, points per game.
So it's counting the rookies this season with their...
I'm just saying it goes... Like when this was put out, it was like week 3 or 4.
There's two that come to mind immediately.
Okay.
That's Puka Nacua.
Puka was 6. He averaged 17 point. This is 1 point per PPR.
Yeah.
Not our scoring, but standard scoring, but point, you know, PPR.
How far is this NFL history?
History.
And Randy Moss.
Randy Moss was 3. He averaged 19.17
points per game. And then now I'm kind of like, I don't know.
You got 2.
The big one before Puka. Was DeSean Jackson on there?
DeSean Jackson? No, he's not on there. I'll give you a year. Well, I'll give you a year. 2016, this rookie is number 8.
Is that Beckham?
He's number 1.
He's number 1.
That's 2014. He averaged 24.58. So you got 1, 3, 6.
I'm doing better than I thought.
And all these guys are notable guys. Yeah. They've went on and they've all been drafted early. All 10 of them.
What's his name? It's like Gordon, was that it? What was it? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, there's no Gordon on. The oldest one now dates back to 2003.
That one, I don't know if I'll get.
His initials are AB.
AB.
Mm-hmm. You know him, but it's kind
not,
of a...
It's not Antonio Brown.
No.
He did. His rookie year wasn't great, I don't think.
It's not top 10 worthy.
Oh, man. Mike Evans?
He is number 9. Doing pretty good. I think the rest of them but one are still in the league.
So that would be Devontae Adams?
Nope.
No? Yeah, maybe you didn't play two. Oh, Justin Jefferson.
He is 7. Yeah. He averaged 17.14 points per game in 2020.
Monroe?
No, he's not.
No, he had a good rookie season.
Maybe he could have been top 15 or something.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm going to need some hints because I...
Okay, this guy in 2016, he was a... I think you liked him a lot. He played in the South for an NFL team. He was around for quite a while. He caught the ball. He caught a lot of balls.
DJ Moore?
No. Mm-hmm. He averaged 17 point... He came out in 2016, averaged 17.05 points per game. I think he had the most receptions in a season. Not his rookie season, but probably in the last... Probably maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, he had the most catches in a season.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Mm-mm. I think we had an argument about this guy. My voice cracked. I don't care. I'm tough. Whatever. Yeah, who cares? The microphone's cracking. Poor equipment.
Argument over this guy.
I think we
did. Played with the Titans.
Nope. Played in the Deep South.
Deep
South. With initials?
Yeah.
MT.
MT? Oh, Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas was... Yeah. Ace on the 17.05.
Yeah, I didn't have him too much, many times. Maybe I had him once. He never did well for me.
He was on teams for quite a while. Yeah. This other guy is fourth. He's active now. He's really good.
Active now.
Nope, he's really good.
Cooper Kupp.
Nope.
CeeDee Lamb.
No, shockingly, he was not. No. I thought when they was not seeing this, I thought he'd be on. Was not on there.
Did Tyreek Hill have a good
No, season? He didn't.
I don't
no.
think he did.
No, he didn't.
I'm starting to do bad.
So just to reiterate, we have Odell was one. You don't have number two. Number three was Randy Moss. You don't have number four. Number five was AB. Did I tell you who that was?
No.
That was Anquan Boldin.
Oh, okay.
In 2003, he averaged 17.6. You have number 6 at Puka Nacua. You have number 7, Justin Jefferson. You have number 8, Michael Thomas. Number 9, Mike Evans. And two of them, I guess I'll give you this hint. Two of them are rookies this year.
Oh, really?
Up
until week 4. Yeah. So
I think it's 4 or 3. One of those two.
So that'd be Malik Nabers.
He's number 2. He averages 22.8.
And Marvin Harrison Jr.
He's number 10. He averages 15.9. And it's weird that both of those are number 1 and 2 are LSU receivers.
Yeah.
I don't know if Nabers.
There's a lot of LSU receivers on it.
Yeah. He got hurt, so he may not be averaging that.
Yeah.
But you were missing number 4.
Number 4. What year?
He came in the league in 2021.
2021. Is that Garrett Wilson?
No.
No.
I thought he would be on this.
Or is he 22? So that'd be the year before.
He's awesome. He's probably maybe the best receiver. One of the best. He's top 2, top 3.
Top 2, top 3.
So maybe number 1.
So that would be... Crap. Why am I missing this out?
You want to know where he played college?
Yeah.
LSU.
Oh.
You're gonna kick yourself right in the nuts. Brad's screaming right now. Brad is screaming at you through the radio.
You're gonna
say his name.
You're gonna have to tell me.
Like a Preyu member, say her name. Or the Bastion was saying it.
Yeah.
The childlike princess, say her name.
AJ Brown?
Nope.
He didn't
protest
you.
this, no. This
I don't
guy,
know.
he you're just missing. You know who he is. Obviously, you know who he is.
You got
starts with a J.
Starts with a J.
His first name starts with a J.
Oh, man.
I got one more hint for you, then I'll tell you. You want the hint? He averaged 17.9 points per game.
I never think of the Bengals. Jamar Chase.
Yes. Jamar Chase is number four.
I've never had him.
Right. But obviously, legit.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a big rookie season.
So I don't know if, like, Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison, I'm sure they've dropped, you know.
Yeah.
Probably Marvin Harrison for sure. So I don't know who the other two guys would be.
Yeah.
Who would jump in. Probably one of the guys you named, Garrett Wilson or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's the only thing I really had. We didn't get Jeff's picks in. He must be out on a mandate with Lance.
Yeah.
Me and Levi are going to pick two teams apiece and give you what we think you should put your four-leg parlay on. And I'll lead it off. I like the Cowboys to beat Atlanta and cover the 3-point spread. And I also like the Commanders over the Giants -4. Levi, who you got?
This one doesn't sound great. Because
I already know what it is.
They gave
it
up 52 points to the Lions. The Patriots won last week. They're not that good. So give me the Titans. They're -3 at home. Don't watch the game.
Yeah.
And then enjoy your money.
Probably don't bet it, but okay. Well, I like, you gotta be a little risky.
Yeah, I like a little. And then which two did you pick again? Sorry.
I took Dallas and 3 and the Commanders -4.
Give me the Lions. I think they're on fire. I know it's gonna be tough to play the Packers, but like just they'll find a way to win by 3.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely like that. And if you're feeling really risky and you want to add another leg, you want to add the who did I say, Levi? Where'd it go?
You like the night game?
No, I didn't like the night game. I don't, maybe it was the Lions Packers.
Yeah,
there's it. Okay. So yeah, those are your four. So take Dallas -3. Take the Commanders -4.
Dallas are +3.
I'm sorry, yes. I'm sorry. Dallas +3. The Commanders -4. Take the Titans at your own peril at -3. And take the Lions -3 over the Packers. I think we took all the road teams. Except for the Titans. Titans are home. Everything
that's
else,
why I like them.
Yeah, everything else. So basically that's an even game. They're giving them home field advantage.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to make some money this weekend, throw a little 25 spot on that bad boy. Jeff, Jersey Jerry, as we call him now, may come in later on the text line with his picks, but we'll pit this line against his any day of the week. So,
yeah,
drop your 25 bangers on it.
I do have a little bit, like, October's over, so we're another month into the season. Just say, like, who do you think won the month?
It was not Farewell to Hope.
I think you salvaged the month. It could, like,
I may have ended the last week.
No, lost.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's harder to go against Rob. Just he won all four weeks. He came into the month 3-1, one game back, and now he's 2 games ahead of everyone, at least. So yeah, I think it's gotta be Rob. I didn't have a good October. I think I was 1-3. I was hoping to get be 2-2 after this week. Amanda's didn't have a good month either.
No.
Joey did have a pretty good October. He was 1-3 after September. Now he's 4-4. If he had won last week, he would have won every week of October. So he had been making a slow and steady charge.
I'd say Brad, definitely.
Brad's had a good October, too. He started off 0-3.
Yeah, right? So, yeah.
So, and now
he's 280 week and a 282 and a 280 week. So yeah. Definitely, he's up there probably in a
238.
So Brad's probably up there, right behind Rob, his natural habitat.
He's trying, right behind him, ready to kiss butt. who do you think's been the best running back in October?
Best running back in October. Derrick Henry?
that's what comes to mind off the top of my head. I feel like September was Saquon. Definitely wasn't Saquon this one.
It'd be hard pressed to.
Kamara's kind of dropped off a little bit. Yeah. It's kind of been a change. I'd say Derrick Henry for sure. Joe Mixon's been slow and steady all year. He's been good. He's been hurt though. I think so. He started. So he's played the last 4 weeks. So he has played
most of it.
Most of October. Yeah, I think he last four games, 29,
38, 40, 42.
That
might be him.
And then.
Let's see. Let's see what O'Henry done.
Right.
Henry's number one currently. He's still he had a 22, 45, 40, and 26.
Yeah, he had an extra game. Because he played on, the 31st of this week. So he's still, that's last 4 weeks. So,
Maybe you go Henry if you add his last, Buffalo at 63.
Yeah. God, I think Mixon's done better because Henry is 45, 40, 26 his last four games.
Right. So the tie goes to he played an extra week.
So I go Mixon there. Who are you thinking wide receiver?
Probably a tougher call.
I think it might be Jamar Chase.
Yeah, he took over the one spot.
He had one big game, week 5 for 70, but it hasn't been much since.
He's been like, I think he was on Jess' team.
Justin Jefferson's been okay.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Terry McLaurin's been pretty good. At 32, 25, 28, 26. He's probably definitely up there in the running.
Yeah.
Garrett Wilson's kind of come on lately.
Yeah, he's had some.
39, 29, 19, 37. I'd say Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
The Houdinis, who's he got? St. Brown. I know he kind of had a bad week, but. He hasn't done much.
Wouldn't give it to him. I'd say we could just say Jamar Chase, I guess.
McLaurin, he's been good.
Yeah. All right. Tight end. This is even harder.
Pitts.
Pitts is the number 4 tight end right now. His last 4 have been 36, 20, 17,
24. Cole Kmet had a little run there.
Yeah. Trey McBride has had 35, 15, 27, 16. Okay.
Probably Pitts there.
Bowers, 16, 28, 23, 38, I think.
Probably Bowers.
And then Kittle. I think it's Kittle, actually. Kittle's got 39, 24, 28,
26.
He's had one bad game week 1 and got 12. And
he's been 4 or 5 solid tight ends putting up 20s.
Yeah.
And some 30s.
Like,
who would have thunk it?
So we got Kittle number 1, Bowers, McBride, Pitts, Tucker Kraft, all great. Kate Otten in number 6.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty lost a week.
Hunter Henry at 7, then Travis Kelce, and then Zach Ertz, which he's been available all year. He's been available all year.
A top 10 tight end is out just like every year. There's always a top 10 tight end out there. So drop your fab on them.
Yeah. All right, and then quarterback, I think it's Baker.
Yeah. We'll call him Bakebo for the time being. I got to surrender that.
Bakebo. He's had 36, 41, 45, 35 in October.
Mm.
I think the only one that competes with him is Lamar, which he's at 33, 53. He's had 2 50-point games.
Yeah, it's Lamar.
So
Bake. We'll go back to calling him Baker.
It's between those two, for sure. I think Lamar's had the bigger games.
Yeah.
But Baker may have more points in October. I haven't done the math, but yeah, that's October. It's pretty noticeable how, like, if you compartmentalize by month, like how big the changes of the season like have gone. Like it's been two different months. Like after the first, after September, we thought Kamara was the best running back of all time. Now, like
Saquon was good.
Yeah, Saquon was amazing, and like now they're still good, but like other running backs have
definitely emerged.
Caught up.
I think you'll see maybe the month of November is mine. So we'll just look at my team. Start there next month.
Starts to get cold. This is where we get some playoff. We get the playoff football. We see who men.
But you get the Yeti. You know, Derrick Henry, the Yeti, starts coming on. Of course, he's been great all year. So. Yeah.
It's where we find, you know, where the men and women are and where the the boys and girls are.
Right. Nice dig out of that.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, well, that's all I got for the mailbag. Levi, do you have anything else?
No, that's all I wanted to share. All
right. So hopefully next week we'll have Jersey Jerry's picks coming in. But to reiterate, our picks is Dallas plus +3. Detroit, they're -3.
-3.
Washington, -4. Titans, -3. Did I already say that one? So there's our four.
Yeah.
All right, so put your 25 banger on it. Tell us how it goes, and hopefully Jeff will send something out, and we'll kind of pit them against each other and see how it works out. That's it.
All right, CFL fans, that'll do it for this week. Rob is 7-1, big commish, and he's loving his position, especially with Brad right behind him. Can he maintain it with every team and alliance paying a target on his back? Can Amanda get a big win over him and be right back into the mix of the league? Will any teams other than Rob create some separation in November? We'll find out next week. But in the meantime, set your lineup, work on that SPAC talk, and always remember, no one cares about your crappy fantasy football team. See you next week.